1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
I want to tap your phone.
God,
that
is so bad.
Okay,
where's
Jeff? No, thanks.
All right, well, let's just get into the phone tap.
That's not going to be like a new character.
No.
Oh, thank God.
I'm just going to do a phone
tap. It's already been done.
And today, we call a guy whose 30-year high school reunion is coming up.
Oh.
And according to his wife, he's not looking forward to it.
Yeah, because he's old.
Wow, bro.
Wow, this is you. Sorry. You got to find people that are older than me and make fun of them, okay?
He actually finds it really annoying. So if he's that torqued about an old high school get-together, I wonder how he'll feel when we tell him about the other mystery reunion that he has to go to.
Oh, great.
You're going to find out what it is in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, is this Peter?
Yes, it is. Who's calling?
Hey, man. It's Jack.
Jack.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jack who?
Jack Gobbins from elementary.
I'm sorry. I don't. Who?
Dude, we were like besties. We went to school together at You used to call me Gobbs, remember?
No. Oh, I really know.
I call this Peter and Gobbs, like Calvin and Hobbes, like the comic strip.
Dude, I'm sorry. This is a long time ago. I don't remember that.
Bro, we were always getting into mischief, and I don't know. I guess I moved away in third grade, so I guess it's okay if you don't remember exactly. But man, Peter and Gobbs, bro.
Cool. So what can I do for you?
I don't know if you remember, man. We had a bet a long time ago. And that once you got married someday, you said I could sleep with your wife.
No. What?
No, I'm totally kidding. Got you so good. Of course, man. That was what we used to do, though. Peter and Gobbs, back at it, always joking around and making jokes.
So what can I do for you,
anyway,
Gobbs?
The real reason I'm calling is, as you know, the 30-year elementary school reunion's happening this weekend, and I just wanted to make sure you're going to be there, man.
I didn't even know that elementary schools did reunions, so not really planning on it, no.
What, bro? Come on, everyone's going to be there. I'm sure you got the email, right?
I don't think so. No.
Well,
no emails, no nothing.
Well, now you know. Okay, you didn't see the email, but now you're going to go, right? Because I'm giving you the heads up. It's a couple days away. Huh?
I doubt I'll be able to go, but I'll look into it and I'll see.
All right. If you're going to be like that, we'll figure it out, I guess. Hey, but when I do see you, whenever that's going to be, can I get that money?
What money?
Dude, we are getting old. I feel like my memory's slipping too. I don't blame you, man.
Oh,
no, the money, dude. You remember the $1.75 that I lent you for chocolate milk and you promised to pay me back?
No, I don't remember that at all.
You are totally f***ing with me. You are trolling me right now,
okay.
Bro.
$1.75? 30 years ago?
Yeah.
You would really expect somebody to remember that?
Well, dude, it's only $1.75.
Right.
I'm sure you have it. I mean, you're good for it, right? Just
no, dude,
Venmo me.
Are you being serious right now? Why do you care about $1.75? And what in the world are you talking about?
Whoa. Let's calm down. Let's not get the blood pressure up. I know a couple of old dudes, okay?
Oh, for God's sake.
We have a deal, right? A deal's a deal.
We don't have a deal. I have no idea. So...
No.
Good luck, and, you know, have fun at the reunion.
Look, before you hang up, you need to know that I am a lawyer. I wouldn't just hang up, man.
You know, good for you. You're a lawyer, so what do you want? You going to sue me for $1.75?
Cut the bullshit.
Oh.
I deal with assholes like you every single day, all right? It rejects that.
Assholes like me?
You refuse to pay your debts, even though you have the money.
You called me a piece of shit.
Oh, and who answered?
Are you being serious right now?
Dude, are you being serious right now? I feel like you're trying to pull something.
No, I asked you if you're being serious, and I want to know, are you being serious?
Okay, both answer on three. One, two, three. I'm being serious. Oh, you didn't answer.
I didn't answer because Oh, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mr. Moneybags with a job who can't afford $1.75. I know what you're doing. You're just trying to screw me.
I don't care what the hell you're talking about, okay? It's $1.75 that I don't even know about.
Okay,
so,
well,
listen, I gotta go. Okay?
No, you don't have to go because I have your address, bro.
Great. You come on over and I'll kick your f***ing ass.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll just show up to 427 Avenue West.
Holy f***, you actually have my address, you sick? What are you doing?
Your wife gave it to me, man. She told me to come on over whenever I wanted.
Okay, this is where you need to stop because I am really going to kill you if you keep talking.
Okay, we really do need to stop because this is a prank, man. Please don't kill me. I'm getting scared.
What do you mean it's a prank?
My name is actually Jose from a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm doing a phone tap on you, man. This is not real.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, your wife set you up. She's the one. She said you've been complaining about your upcoming high school reunion, so she thought it'd be funny to also give you an elementary school reunion to be mad about.
Oh.
And it worked.
You almost had me, man. You almost had me.
You know what that means. Peter and Gobbs, we're back in action again, bro.
Oh, yeah. Peter and Gobbs, yeah.
Oh, see? God. I'll see you at the reunion, you asshole.
Oh, you son of a...
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.